Now, on the line, I have the marathon man, Mark Conlon. Mark, how are you, sir?
Morning, Michael. I'm great. It's a lovely morning, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, unless you're on video cam, you won't be able to see that, but I'm actually out in shorts this morning. And I'm not I'm not normally one to go around the city in shorts, but I've had enough of it. I've had to give in.
Yeah, you'd have to ask. Couldn't even sleep last night. Way too warm in the bedroom even. It's just a nightmare. Well, it's a nightmare. During the day, it's great.
That's one thing I don't suffer from, is that at night, I'm never too warm. I can never be too warm when I'm in bed.
That's grand. sleep all right, self. I didn't.
Herself beside me, she's totally different. So I end up with the duvet literally lapped around me, and I'm in a ball of sweat, and she's there on her own.
Yeah, brilliant.
How's the thigh strain you had? How's that coming on?
It's still there. It's still there in the background now. I've had work on it by Thomas Ronan and Ballyferm. He's brilliant. He worked on it for 4 days, but it's still in the background now. But as you know, I finished the 30 marathons in 30 days yesterday for Peter McFerry Trust. I'm not sure if you can hear me there, can you?
I can, yeah. Yeah, work away.
Yeah. Finished the 30 and 30 yesterday. I was delighted. Done that out in Clontarf. And I have to say a big thanks to Colin Fogarty. He was there with his beautiful girlfriend, Tanya. The two of them are waiting there at the finish line for me and Joey O'Neill that ran the whole marathon with me. That was only his second marathon. And it was a really tough day in the heat. And Joey was feeling it near the end, but we got there together. And that was the 30 and 30 done for Peter McFerry Trust. And I can't thank Colin enough all the way through. He's been amazing support by having me on with yourselves and getting it out there every day. Just to supporting and sharing it on the page and getting me an interview right at the start, a live interview with your radio station at Peter McFerry. So big shout out to him, big thank you for everything. And now today I'm doing marathon 31 in a row, and what I plan to do is try to break the Irish record, which is 32 marathons in 32 days. So I'll be running today. I'm running from the house into the city centre, and tomorrow there's a marathon put on by East of Ireland Marathons, as you know about, and anyone's welcome to come along to that. Doesn't matter what distance they want to run.
Sorry, Mark.
If you just want to be there.
Sorry, yeah, Mark. Sorry, can I just stop you there? Look.
Yeah.
You turn around and you say, I'm running from the house today into the city centre. He's not.
Yeah.
He's running from the house up to Talla, over to the Phoenix Park, then into town, and probably back and does another couple of laps of the Phoenix Park as well.
There's no, to make up a marathon, it's very tough. When you haven't got a marked course, you wouldn't believe, like from my house in Clondalkin out to Clontarf and all the way back and 3 laps of Fairview Park, it's only just 13 miles. And then obviously you have to run back and do it all again. So it's very tough. If it's not a marked course, it can be tough in the head. But today, as I say, the most important thing for me was to complete the challenge for Peter McFerry Trust. And as you know, we're waiting on a date, still waiting on the date to go to the Dáil. And we're going to be patient about that because we're hoping to get in before the break, which I said. But we have to give them time to get enough TDs there to listen to us. So going to be patient there. But now it's just, you can still sponsor me for the Peter McFerry Trust tomorrow, East of Ireland. All the funds raised on that will be going to the Peter McFerry Trust. The Happy Owl Cafe in Clontarf are still getting a euro donation off every customer. That's going to it. We'll have a benefit night, so there's still a lot more money to be raised. But the next 3 days is just to try break this Irish record that I want to break now. That's in my head now.
Yeah. And what was the name of the cafe you said out in Clontarf?
Well, the Happy Owl Cafe have been great all the way through. Just off Bull Island there, just before you come onto the beach, and just every day in that heat, you know yourself, yeah. You need water, you need everything. And the days when I hadn't got money and stuff, and they would just give you water for free, ice water, they'd always be ready with it. And I'd go in some days when I had money and sit down and have a toasted cheese sandwich and a can of Coke just real quick and take off. So they've just been supportive. They had a card at the start, and now they have it up on a blackboard and everyone's donating a euro. Then obviously the Westwood Gym and Clontarf as well, letting me recover in there every day, and use of the showers and all, which is great. So there's a lot of people to thank out there. But I've thanked them all on Facebook yesterday, and I'm just gonna concentrate now. Today is kind of mentally tough, it's like starting again, and a crowd with me, and that will be to equal the record. So that'll be a good day tomorrow.
And then on Wednesday, you'll be out in Clontarf doing.
Yeah, it's the Clontarf course. So it's along the seafront. If anyone wants to join, or you know, anyone wants to even beep and give a bit of support, it'd be great. I know my friend Gary Reinhardt drives our Dublin bus. He will be anyway. But yeah, be on the seafront, along the beach, down to Sutton, and you do the same route twice, and that's the marathon.
So that's anybody who wants to be involved in the record-breaking 33 marathons in 33 days. 8 o'clock, is it, you're going to be kicking off?
Yeah, I'll start at 8 o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock.
And I can hang around if anyone wants to join me.
Excellent.
That's brilliant.
Mark,
I want to say a big thank you to you there at the station for every day. Can't believe it, like on day one all the way through, chatting away to you. It's been an amazing help and amazing support for the charity and for myself. So I just want to say a big thank you to all yous and at the team there.
No, we're absolutely delighted. We always like to see a madman do mad things.
No, but fair play to you.
No, no problem. And listen, Mark will be on tomorrow, and he'll give you a buzz in the morning to just mark the when you're actually matching the record tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And then
we'll
drop down on Wednesday, and we'll have a live chat down when you finish on Wednesday.
That's super. I look forward to it. Well, I'll have to get you the drinks out over in the yacht pub, yeah?
Oh, yeah. A glass of water from Eamon over in the yacht, yeah.
That's great. Thanks very much for that. That'd be great.
No problem.
I look forward to it.
All the best, Mark. Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.